Good afternoon, everyone.
So you're speaking in favor of this bill?
In favor.
Okay,
LD
thank you.
92. Senator Rossin, Representative Warren, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. My name is Greg Lumbert, and I live in Pittston. I am here for you today to testify in support of LD 92, an act to require a person who provides illegal drugs to provide medical aid to another person in distress due to that illegal drug transaction. My son, Greg Lumbert Jr., 33 years old, passed away on September 18, 2015 at the Martha King residence in Gardner. His death could have been prevented if King simply dialed 911 or if King would have been truthful in a conversation with crisis and counseling when they called by phone to check on my son. All of what I'm about to say is a result of the death investigation of my son done by police. My son arrived at the Maranatha King residence in Gardner at approximately 11:30 p.m. on September 17, 2015. My son, according to King, was sweating profusely when he arrived and wasn't in good shape at all. King told police that she decided to have my son take a shower and put him to bed. King knew my son was disabled and was struggling with substance abuse issues prior to this incident. Earlier that day, my son had been at crisis and counseling. A crisis worker called my son a little bit after midnight while he was at the King residence for a follow-up to check on his well-being. The crisis worker was convinced that my son was not doing well and wanted to speak with the person to confirm he was okay. King spoke with the crisis worker, and a series of questions was asked to King regarding my son's well-being. King was not truthful and told the crisis worker my son was okay and agreed to bring him at crisis and counseling first thing in the morning. During the investigation, it was learned that conversations about getting drugs and drug use between my son and King occurred within minutes of his arrival at King's. There were numerous text messages concerning buying drugs between my son and King. King is a known drug user and seller of illegal drugs in the law enforcement world. King told police she went to check on my son and determined he wasn't breathing, so she called 911 on September 18th at approximately 10 a.m. Gardner Rescue arrived, and they could not help my son. I met with a medical examiner, and the medical examiner told me if 911 would have been called, more than likely my son would have survived. After this occurred, I tried everything I could to make King accountable for a lack of access to assist my son. The district attorney said there was no law saying a person has to render aid to another in a private setting unless that person is a professional-type person. I could tell an attorney on my own was an advisor of the same. The example I was given was this. If a person cuts their wrist in your presence and you have no obligation to render aid or call for help in the state of Maine, the same applies to taking drugs. If a person in medical trouble from taking drugs, an ordinary citizen has no obligation to render aid or get medical help. I know of several other incidents where the same thing has happened, and there are no laws that require a person to render aid unless it's a hunting-related accident or an auto accident. We are losing people every day due to drug issues, and many of those deaths could be prevented if the so-called friends would simply call 911 to get assistance. The present system is not working effectively. I'm hoping you consider this new law and be a part of the solution to stop these needless deaths that are occurring every day. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. Does anybody have any questions?
Thank you for your testimony. Very sorry.
I'm also a police officer. I have been for 35 years. And this drug situation is out of control. Mm-hmm. You know, the system is not working. I mean, I'm sure you already know that anyway.
Any questions for Mr. Lumbert? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.